Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kate Botello. Angela Kim is a pianist and frequent guest soloist with the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra. Angela will be performing with the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra in Michigan this Thursday. Angela Kim joins us in the studio today. Angela, welcome to Interlochen Public Radio.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Now, you are working with the GLCO right now as soloist, and you do a lot of soloist work, but you also work as a collaborative pianist. Now, I know I could never ask you to pick a favorite between those two things, but I wonder if you can talk about what are things that you love about each discipline.
Collaborative work, you get to work with different players every time. You get to meet new people, first thing, and that's a lot of fun. And then you kind of get to make music in a different ways. Let's say if you are a member of set duo or trio or string quartet, you get to make music with those set of people, which is also a tremendous experience. If you're in a collaborative work, our ears have to work both ways. I have to listen to my sound, and I would also have to listen to other players who was in front of me, and then I kind of have to mix the two sound world together. But when I'm by myself, it's all me, 100%, right? 150%. So it's a completely different experience. I think they're both a lot of fun in different ways and challenging in different ways.
And of course, you have a completely different challenge coming up Thursday. You're playing the Beethoven Piano Concerto No. 4. Are you going to have to do anything unique to prepare? How are you feeling working up to this piece?
It's really one of my favorite concertos, Beethoven No. 4. I'm sure a lot of pianists would agree. It's a very special concerto. It's also, as you probably know, it was one of the last pieces he ever performed himself. He stopped performing after Beethoven wrote No. 4. So it means a lot. I feel like the piece just kind of, it's a significant piece in the history of Beethoven's life, I would say. And then to even think about the piece being written by a person who is going deaf, because the piece was written, I think, 2 to 3 years after the testament that he wrote to his brother, right? So we're talking about someone who's so devastated. But then something like No. 4 concerto is devastating at some parts, but at the same time, it starts with this beautiful opening with solo piano. So in a way, it's just a lot of surprises to even think that this kind of music can come out of someone who couldn't really hear that well. I believe he wrote this concerto when he was in like mid-30s, I would say. So in a way, already very mature. Of course, I think he was mature when he was probably before 20. But something that is so profound and so thoughtful, so philosophical. Yeah, full of surprises.
And do you feel like in some ways you kind of know him from going through this musically speaking?
That's a tough question. Because I think as a pianist, I would always want to understand the composer more every time I play them. Because Beethoven's, especially piano repertoire by Beethoven, is really endless. I would consider myself lucky if I can play all music written by Beethoven for piano, you know, before in my lifetime, because there's so much to discover. I hope I'm getting closer every day as I practice to understand who Beethoven was. But I think that's a lifelong task.
What are you going to play for us today?
I'll be performing a Chopin Nocturne Opus 62 No. 1. I chose this one because the title of the Thursday concert is Midsummer Night's Dream. And then in the program, there is Mendelssohn Symphony No. 3. And then also the scherzo movement from the Mendelssohn Midsummer Night's Dream, and then my concerto. So I thought that to just kind of set the mood for the concert, it'd be good to have Chopin's Nocturne, just to think about, you know, Midsummer Night's Dream.
Here is Angela Kim performing Chopin's Nocturne, Opus 62, No. 1. Angela Kim performed Chopin's Nocturne, Opus 62, number 1. Angela, that is a very complex. There are so many things happening in that piece.
Thank you, yeah. It's an amazing piece. It's actually Opus 62, they're number 1 and 2. Those are the two last nocturnes that Chopin wrote around the same age that Beethoven wrote his number 4 concerto. I believe Opus 62 was written when Chopin was 35. I mean, he lived very short, right? He didn't have the longest life, but in a way, those two nocturnes take a very special place for me, because just to think that somebody who was 35-year-old to have that much depth in his feeling and an experience in life and an imagination, and there's in a way feeling of this nostalgia everywhere for, I wouldn't say, you know, mid-30 is a young age, but at the same time it's not 50, right? But to have that much depth in soul and the musicality and how that's translated in harmony, yeah.
Well, it's certainly also just dreamy and beautiful. Fits in very well with the Midsummer Night's Dream. You can hear Angela Kim perform this Thursday at Great Lakes Center for the Arts. You can find more information at classicalipr.org. Angela, thank you so much for joining us in Studio A today.
Thank you very much.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Moorman. Thanks to Monica Yost for production assistance. I'm Kate Botello. Thanks for listening.